Chuck Swindoll listed the following six reasons why it is important to pursue knowledge of the scriptures. Number one, knowledge gives you substance to faith. Number two, knowledge stabilizes you during times of testing. Number three, knowledge enables you to handle the Word of God accurately. Number four, knowledge equips you to detect and confront error. Number five, knowledge makes you confident and consistent in your walk with God. And number six, knowledge filters out our fears and superstitions. Yep, bottom line is this. It's more than just knowing who God is. It's really about knowing Him.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by Fortress Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road, between Bandera Road and Babcock Road. We meet for worship on Sundays at 9:15 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. We invite you to visit our website at www.fortresschurch.org. At Fortress Church, we are all about loving God and loving people. Join us here on KDRI every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and on Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here's your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, I'm in the giving mood. I hope you don't mind. And being that it's the church I pastor, Fortress Church, we're celebrating 25 years of ministry. It's our anniversary. It's our birthday. I call it both. It's an anniversary. It's a birthday. And I just want to give things away, okay? I want to give away each for five different people a copy of my latest book, To Another Level. Love for you to give it to you. And actually, the way we're going to do it is just simply email me, randy@fortresschurch.org, and I will take the first five emails to that email address, randy@fortresschurch.org. And all you got to say is, I want a copy of To Another Level. But you have to include your mailing address because I'm going to mail it out to you, okay? Yeah. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Hour. Once again, the email address is randy@fortresschurch.org. I'm just in a celebrative, is that a right word? Celebrative mood? Okay. Help me out here. Okay. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Hour. You have God's calling. That's what we started talking about yesterday here in Rising Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. And there's an interesting story that we started to look at. It's found in Luke chapter 5. Perhaps you want to tune in there or tune in to turn in there with me. I got to get my words straight today, huh? Luke chapter 5, verse 1. And it's about Peter's call and the disciples' call to follow Jesus. And I love it. And there's so many lessons that you and I can learn today about our calling in life. So today we pick up where we left off. First of all, I want to read from Luke chapter 5. And our little sermon series here this week on Rising Higher, you have God's call. Yes, you do have God's call in your life. Luke 5, 1. One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. You see, as we look at that, we see that God had a plan. God had a plan to call certain individuals. And so God moved on the heart of his son, Jesus, to call certain individuals. And oftentimes, we just need to look at what Peter and the other disciples went through when they received their calling. Because I'm here to tell you today that you have the calling of God on your life. Yesterday we said this. Number one, the Lord invites you to listen to his word. That's the first thing. What was Jesus doing? He was teaching the word. And that's what we need to do. If we're going to be grabbing hold of our calling in life, first of all, we've got to listen to the Word of God. Secondly, we started talking about this yesterday. The Lord invites you to use what you have for His kingdom. Use what you have. What is it that God has given you? In Peter's case, we read here, Peter had a boat. And God said, okay, I want to use that boat. What is it that you have that God can use for His kingdom purposes? Is it your gifts? Is it your talents? Is it your resources? Is it your house to invite people over and tell them about the Lord? Is it your gift of communication so you can tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ? Whatever it is, what is it that you have that God can use for His kingdom purpose? Now, the next point, I love talking about this as we get into verse 4 here in Luke 5. Here it is. The Lord invites you to go deeper. So it says here, when Jesus had finished speaking, He said to Simon Peter, put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch. Very simple challenge. Go deeper. Go deeper. That challenge was not only for Peter, but I believe it's for you and I as well. There are times that Jesus is with us and He calls you, He calls me. But one of those things that I love is Jesus is pretty much saying, don't stay in your comfort zone. Now, Peter thought he had it all figured out because after all, he was a professional fisherman. And here this Jesus, this rabbi, tells him, go deeper. I mean, after all, Jesus, you're a rabbi. You don't know anything about fishing. But Jesus conveyed what He needed to convey. And it wasn't Peter's job to question Jesus. It was Peter's job to obey. And the challenge was this. Peter, it's time to go deeper. As a child, I used to sing that old kid song, deep and wide, deep and wide. There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. I love that. But now that I'm older, I'm thinking, yeah, God is always calling me to go deeper, to get out of my comfort zone. There is always room to grow in your spiritual life. If you've ever gotten to the place that you feel, I don't need to grow any deeper, that's a dangerous place to be in, because every single one of us, no matter if we've been a Christian for 30 years or 30 days, there's a whole lot of room to grow and get closer to God. For some of you, your next deep step into the things that God has for you is total surrender to the Lord Jesus Christ. For others of you, what does it mean to go deeper? Maybe it's to have your daily devotions, spending daily time with the Lord. Others of you, going deeper means volunteering in ministry. Others of you, going deeper means getting baptized in water. For others of you, going deeper means beginning to tithe. For others of you, going deeper means leading a small group. Yeah, there are many going deeper ideas. What is it that God is challenging you today? How is God calling you to go deeper? Francis Chan, let me give you a quote from him. He says, God doesn't call us to be comfortable. He calls us to trust Him so completely that we are unafraid to put ourselves in situations where we will be in trouble if He doesn't come through. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. God puts us in situations that we got to depend on Him and go a little deeper. Go a little deeper. I remember when my kids were little, many years ago, we'd go swimming and I would station myself in the pool, maybe 4 feet deep. And then my kids, when they were small, when they were toddlers, had their little floaties on, and I would put them on the side. And then I would say, okay, jump to daddy, and they would jump, and they would love it. They would jump. But oftentimes what I would do is with every jump, I would take a step back and go a little deeper, and they had to jump a little farther. And there were times I could tell that they were a little scared to jump a little farther, to go a little deeper, but daddy was right there to catch them. And oftentimes when they would go deeper, they would come up from the water, and they would love to say this, again, again, daddy, again. You see, that's what happens when you and I go into the deeper waters that God has for us. Could it be a little scary? Yeah, sometimes it is. Sometimes it is, and God challenges you and I to go a little deeper. Jump out of where we're at. But I will say this. With every situation that God challenges us to go deeper, guess what happens? The Lord Jesus is right there by our side. He's ready to catch us. He's ready to take us to new heights. And I want to encourage you to go there because it's the greatest experience ever. And once you do something great for the Lord and go deeper, guess what you're going to tell the Lord? Again, I want to do it again, Lord. Yeah, that's what happens when you go deeper. The challenge that Jesus gave Peter was this, go deeper. The challenge that the Lord has given you and I, very similarly, it's time to go deeper. I want to take a quick break and then we'll be right back. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. We are located in the northwest area of San Antonio at 7760 Prue Road. That is between Babcock and Bandera Road. If you're looking for a home church, consider yourself invited. Fortress Church, we meet every Sunday at 9:15 and then again at 11 o'clock. También tenemos servicios en español cada domingo a las 10:45. Spanish worship in our multi-purpose center every Sunday at 10:45. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher, brought to you by Fortress Church. Well, what is it about your calling? God wants to instill His power in you, His calling in you. The only thing is sometimes we miss it. Peter didn't miss it. Yeah, maybe did he struggle with it? Maybe a little bit, but he did obey. And God uses him in big ways. We're going to talk about that in just a minute, right after the break. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Higher. Have you considered a bachelor's degree for your biblical studies? Located in Northwest San Antonio, Christ Mission College now offers a bachelor's degree in church ministries. Christ Mission College, formerly known as Latin American Bible Institute, is a place where you can get a spirit-filled, quality Bible education. We are located at Braun Road and FM 1560, right outside of Loop 1604 and Braun Road. Like us on Facebook, Christ Mission College. You can even apply online. Here's the website, christmissioncollege.org, or give us a call at 210-688-3101. Are you ready to take your ministry to another level?
Hey, I'm Mark Hall from Casting Crowns, and I've seen how destructive alcohol and drug abuse can be, but I've also seen Jesus set people free from those addictions.
I was in the bathroom on the floor trying to use. I broke down crying and asked myself out loud, what are you doing? You know what you're doing is wrong, and you're doing it anyway. I was just like, God, I can't do this. Why can't I stop? After I had that moment, I ended up getting drug charges. And the judge looked down at me and said, how do you feel about adult and teen challenge? I walked through the doors of teen challenge, and I don't feel weighted down anymore because I can easily lay down at the foot of the cross and walk away.
Teen Challenge helps teens and adults all over the country end their addictions through the power of Jesus Christ. If somebody you love is ready to experience new life and freedom and hope, you can call Teen Challenge.
Adult and Teen Challenge of Texas. We are blessed to have both a men's center and a women's center right here in San Antonio. Here's a phone number for information on either center. 210-624-2075. Once again, 210-624-2075. Or check us out on the web at www.tctexas.org.
Hey, this is Chris Broussard from Fox Sports 1, and I am a big fan of Rising Higher with Pastor Randy Garcia. You got to check him out. You won't want to miss it, and you won't regret it when you do.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. You have God's calling. Yes, you do. And the reason I say that is because some individuals don't realize that, even if they're Christian, do I have the calling of God? Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Only sometimes we think that the calling of God has to be some big grandeur title or position. It doesn't have to be. But God gives you a call. He gave Peter a call and gave you and I a call as well. Now, your call may be different than mine, but we each have a call. A beautiful calling for His kingdom. Now, getting back to our story in Luke chapter 5, We see that Jesus told Simon Peter, go deeper. It's time to go deeper. So what was Peter's response? See, Jesus had greater things waiting for Simon Peter, kind of like he has greater things waiting for you and I, but we've got to do our part. We've got to take the initiative to go deeper and to obey when Jesus tells us to do something. So once again, I love Peter's response because he does obey. He does do what the Lord says. So now verse 5 of Luke chapter 5. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. Ooh, that was good. Now, he did try to explain himself. Lord Jesus, we've worked hard. We're professional fishermen. We know how to do this. You're just a rabbi. But you know what? Because you say so, we're simply going to obey. I will let down the nets. You see, God can do amazing things in your life and mine when we simply obey. When we simply obey. But Jesus, what was he doing? Well, one of the things he was doing is he was teaching Simon Peter a lesson. Don't allow a failed experience to keep you from striving towards success for today and tomorrow. Don't allow a failed experience to keep you from striving towards success for the future. You see, Peter was not having success that night in fishing. Yeah, I've worked all hard all night, haven't caught anything. Sometimes we have that mentality. Lord Jesus, I've been working hard in your kingdom, don't see many results. And we deal with that in a way that, Lord, I don't know if I could do this. And we get tempted to disobey what God tells us to do. Monty Williams was challenged to go deeper with the Lord back in a couple years ago. He used to play for the San Antonio Spurs, and now he's still in the NBA and coaching. He used to, once again, be a great college basketball player as well. But Monty's wife and children were involved in a car accident. When it was 2-3 years ago, and Monty's wife was killed. At the funeral, Monty Williams said this, "This is hard for my family, but this will work out. Because God causes all things to work out. You just can't quit. This will work out. It doesn't mean that it won't work out." He says, it doesn't mean that it's not painful, because it is. Let us not forget that there were two people in the situation. And that family needs prayer as well. What he's talking about is the drunk lady who drove and hit his wife's car. She died as well. Monty goes on to say, and we have no ill will toward that family. In my house, we have a sign that says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We cannot serve the Lord if we don't have a heart of forgiveness. That family didn't wake up wanting to hurt my wife. Life is hard. It is very hard. But we hold no ill will toward the Donaldson family. God will work this out. My wife is in heaven. My wife is where we all need to be. Let's not lose sight on what is important. God is important. What Christ did on the cross is important. What a great testimony. I don't know how many of us could really say that in the midst of major tragedy. In this case, his wife was killed by a drunk driver. But today, I want to encourage you that sometimes God will get you out of your comfort zone. And sometimes it's because he's challenging you to have more faith. He did that for Monty Williams, and sometimes he does that for you and I. Next, as we continue to look at this story in Luke chapter 5, the Lord invites you not only to go deeper, but he invites you to be a recipient of his blessings. Yeah, that's right. He wants to bless you, but we've got to receive the blessing. So let's go back here to Luke chapter 5. And let me backtrack just a couple of verses so you can get the full picture. Verse 4. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon Peter, put out into the deep water. Go deeper. Let down the nets for a catch. Simon answered, Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets. That's obedience, right? When God calls you, just simply obey. Verse 6, when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. Wow. Can you imagine those kind of blessings? Aren't you glad that God has a way of blessing us? For Simon Peter and his buddy fishermen, what was the blessing that they were experiencing? A whole lot of fish. See, God wants to bless you. But one of the things that he wants you and I to do is simply take the initiative to obey him. And once we obey, kind of like Simon Peter did, the blessings will flow. The blessings will flow. Three important principles about the blessings here. Number one, you are blessed when you obey the Lord. You are blessed when you obey the Lord. Quite simple. If there's a challenge in your life about ministry, calling, tithing, giving, serving, whatever it is, when you obey what God tells you to do, you will be blessed. It's very simple. Number two, you are blessed not because you are good. You are blessed because God is good. I want to get that straight. Now, when you receive your blessings, it's not because you're a good person. When you get to heaven, it's not because you're a good person. Now, I'm not discouraging you from being a good person. I do want you to be a good person, but I want you to understand that God has a way of blessing us because we're his children. And the blessings come because God is good. Because God is good. A third lesson we see here is this. You are blessed for the purpose of blessing others. I want you to realize that one of the main reasons why Jesus makes a choice of blessing you so that you can turn around and be a blessing to others. Some of us want to take the blessings of God and hoard it and keep it to ourselves. The Lord says, I'm going to bless you. Let's just say you have a financial need and God supernaturally blesses you. Well, what are you going to do with that? You're going to turn around and bless someone else? Or are you going to bless the Lord? Are you going to bless the Lord? Recently, someone blessed me with a little bit of finances. And the first thing I wanted to do is give that 10% to the Lord. Because I know that it's going to come back in a great form. It's going to be fruitful. Yeah. So remember that. The blessings of God are given to us for the purpose of blessing others. Life lesson. With every step you take to go deeper, you are one step closer to God's blessings. I'm going to say that again. With every step that you take to go deeper, you are one step closer to God's blessings. So verse 8. Now we're continuing our story here in Luke chapter 5. When Simon Peter saw this, what did he see? All the blessings of God. He saw the hundreds of fish that were there. What did he have to do? He had to call his buddies from another boat to come on over and help him because there was so much fish. Can you imagine that? That God would be blessing you so much that you need to call your friends. Hey, I need you to share in these blessings. Help me out here, okay? What did Peter do? Verse 8. When Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Wow. You see, right before their eyes, Jesus did a miracle. But that miracle unfolded because Simon Peter had faith. He had faith in who this Jesus really was. But Peter did come to reality. We read here that he makes this comment, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." In other words, when you truly see the essence of the glory of God, you also see the humanity of our sin. Peter says, "Get away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." The one thing that he did need to understand is that Jesus could indeed forgive him of his sins so that he can be in right standing with the Lord. But he did come to that realization. You see, that's what I love. When Peter saw the miracles and the blessings that God was giving him, he fell on his knees. Pretty much he worshiped Jesus. There's a lot of people who don't do that. They don't fall to their knees and say, thank you, Jesus, for providing a car for me. Thank you, Lord, for providing this home. Thank you, Lord, for providing a family. Whatever it is that you have, whatever it is that you are grateful for, it's time to give thanks to the Lord. Fall down at his knees and just worship him. Because the Lord honors a grateful heart. And the Lord will keep on blessing and blessing. But a lot of it deals with your attitude and mind. Are you ready to receive more from the Lord? Lord God Almighty, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I am blessed to know that you have a calling on my life. I am also blessed to be able to hear from you and your word. It is my desire to go deeper in my relationship with you. But I realize that I'm not blessed because I am good. I'm blessed because you are good. Now, Lord, I purpose to be a blessing to others. Would you use me in that fashion? Amen. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Hour, brought to you by Fortress Church. We're going to have to come to a close. Tomorrow we continue this topic. You have God's calling on your life. Yes, you do. You have God's calling. Now, Peter was what we read about, learned yesterday and today from Luke chapter 5. Now, tomorrow we're going to kind of go a little deeper into Peter's calling. In fact, in 2 Peter chapter 1, this is what Peter writes in one of his epistles. And he addresses that very topic about calling in life. Do you realize that you are called of God? We're going to study 2 Peter chapter 1. Now that we read the story of Peter in Luke chapter 5, we're going to read what Peter says from his own lips from 2 Peter chapter 1 tomorrow. We're talking about this topic. You have God's calling. Believe me, if God can call Peter, who probably had a whole lot of issues in his life. Yeah, he did. You can tell. Then God can call you. For right now, we're going to have to come to a close. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Higher. Rising Higher is brought to you by Fortress Church. And by the way, if you want a copy, I'm giving away 5 copies of my latest book, To Another Level, free. And I will even pay postage. Just email me, randy@fortresschurch.org. randy@fortresschurch.org, but just include your address because I will need to mail it out to you, and I will let you know if you're one of the first 5 to email me, and you very well could be a winner. randy@fortresschurch.org. For right now, be blessed. We're going to close for now. Join us tomorrow as we continue this topic. You have God's calling.